Welcome to the Graveyard Girls podcast with Amelia and Natasha. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you before the episode begins for everyone who comes back and listens to us every week, or if you've just found us, thank you for clicking on the episode. So this episode was once a Patreon exclusive, and it's all about the werewolf trials. Yes, you heard me right, the werewolf trials. Amelia found it just before we recorded our witch trial season a few years ago. So as a thank you as listeners, we kind of wanted to release this episode. It's a bit weird, so yeah, let us know what you think. And if you could rate and review us wherever you're listening, that would really help us out. So let's get weird.
And welcome. It's the Graveyard Girls. Got another Patreon episode for you today.
Patreon.
And obviously we've got the witch trials coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Soon.
So I thought I would guess us in the mood for some
In the mood. Okay.
And I have another trial for you today, but it's not a witch trial. Or even, well, it is a trial of a person, I suppose, sort of. But this is the werewolf trials, in which they accused people of being werewolves.
Werewolf trials?
Yeah.
I've never heard of these.
No, I must admit, I hadn't heard of them. It was actually when I was doing research for the witch trials that it was like underneath, you know, when it's got little footnotes, like other things you might be interested in. And it was like, the werewolf trials. And I was like, the werewolf trials?
I remember looking into some werewolf cases. And it was like, there was a French one, I think. And his name is like Stoob or Stomp. So it's strange. It was the girl Stumpy.
Sounds like the Seven Dwarfs.
It is. I am bashful. You're,
I don't know why I'm
grumpy.
Yeah, I am grumpy.
I'm grumpy too. I don't know what I was going to say.
It's like you've had a mind fart.
Yes. I think I left one of the mind farts in one of the episodes this week. Did you hear?
I can't remember. I think you did, actually. I think I did when we listened back.
He was like, edit that out. And I was like, oh, I'm going to leave it in.
But yes, anyway. So, some 200 years before the witch trials in Salem, courts in Europe were convicting men and women of transforming into werewolves and mutilating and eating children, and the punishments that followed could be just as gruesome as the alleged crimes. Ooh. So, when did it start? The
trial. When did it start, Amelia? Spooky.
They did start. The trials took place. No, the end.
Okay.
That was it. No, I'm joking.
Someone accused a werewolf. You're a werewolf. That's it.
Yeah, that's okay. It. It was a really shit story, but there we go. So, right. So, it started. The trials took place in parts of Europe throughout the 15th, 16th and 17th centuries. So, it's quite widespread, which is why I'm surprised we hadn't heard about it.
Yeah.
So, driven by superstition, of course, religious and political clashes and desires to find scapegoats for harsh conditions, many of the accused were beggars, hermits and people who had emigrated to the area. Some did confess, but as you guessed, it was after hours of torture.
Yes, so. And it's always the same. It's always people who are like lower class or immigrants or anything that gets...
Yeah, someone that doesn't fit in or someone that they want to get rid of, effectively. They just become a scapegoat.
Yes.
So historians suspect that some suffered from delusions or weren't intelligent enough to know what they were admitting to. A few may have actually been criminals, such as murderers and paedophiles, but a lot of the records are very fragmented and in places probably exaggerated.
Yeah,
which is no surprise.
No, it's just so frustrating that they're clearly uneducated, so then they're using that against them, and it's so frustrating.
It is, but it also makes it easy to accuse them and sentence them because they can't put up a fight. Ooh, hiccups.
But it's just, why? Why get rid of these people just because? Because do you think they genuinely believe these people turn into werewolves?
No.
Or do you think that, no?
So I think someone starts it and then is like, we need to find a way to get rid of them. And they know that everyone at the time is very superstitious, also incredibly religious. And with the whole religion thing, if you start scaremongering people, no one's going to want to go against it. So you make up something that's so extraordinary that almost can't be true.
Yeah.
But you add in the religion, and it's like, if you don't, God's coming for you. Yeah. So then everyone jumps on the bandwagon. And it's okay, they can justify it because they're doing it to protect God or protect their religion. So it's fine. That's how they get around it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, for me, that's how they justify it, is they make it religious.
It's fine if they believe it's genuine themselves, but they're not.
They're not. They're just, it's like a flock of sheep. One person says something and then everyone follows.
Yeah. But like, those probably do believe because this person is so adamant, but that one person who starts it.
Oh yeah, they're just, they've got assholes. A grudge against someone. Yeah.
Hard.
People. But it also gives them another sense of power because it's like they've discovered it, they're helping everyone. So it's almost like a weird power trip sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh, I just don't like this.
No, it isn't. It's not very good. So, obviously, with it, the fact that it's probably exaggerated, it's difficult to untangle the folklore from real evidence or what people would believe to be real at the time. The idea of being consumed by an animal, both in this world and the next, was a very common anxiety throughout the Middle Ages. So, early Wealth War 3. Jesus Christ.
I guess it could be kind of like a war, a wealth war.
A war against the wolves. No, early werewolf lore is what someone's trying to say.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Right. The concept of humans being able to turn into werewolf goes back to the millennia. In the epic. Honestly, I can't read where you're writing this. I'm sure.
Oh, buckle up, we've got some more to get through.
In the epic of Gilgamesh and the Mesopotamia in 2100 BC, the hero abandons a love interest when he learns that she turned her ex-lover into a werewolf. In Greek mythology...
Well, sorry. She's probably going to turn you into a werewolf now because you know you're an ex.
Yeah, that's it, you've pissed her off.
Yeah.
So yeah, so in Greek mythology, King Lycaon of Arcadia tests Zeus by feeding him disguised human remains and is turned into a werewolf as punishment. His name, the king, Lycaon, is where the term lycanthropy... I said it.
Lycanthropy.
Which is used for both changing into a werewolf and the delusion of being one, is a recognised psychiatric condition for several centuries. So,
sorry, did you say Zeus?
Yeah.
He's a fucked up god, I swear.
Yeah, I know, he's getting around a bit, isn't he? But yes, so then from the Greeks, I'm moving on to the Middle Ages. They still figured in folklore at this time, but we... usually benign characters that would shapeshift into beasts against their will and were desperate to return to human form. And this is sort of then where the trials start coming in. So they're suggesting that like the beast got them. So they're linking it with the devil and saying that like these people didn't really want to do it. They were consumed by the devil and that in them repenting, they're trying to return to human form. So like they shouldn't be executed because they didn't want to be. Yeah. So it's like the devil got me. And I'm not bad. I don't want to be bad. I'm trying not to. And I'm admitting to it because I want to return to my human form. Like almost like I want you to get rid of, exercise the demon out of my body. Charges that real people could be menacing werewolves surfaced as part of the witch trials that swept through parts of Europe in the 1400s. Officials in the Valais region of Switzerland conducted large-scale prosecutions blaming witches for crop failures, lameness, blindness, infertility, impotences, as well as adopting werewolf forms and mutilating cattle. So this is where you'd obviously see it rise again. Because obviously you've got the links with familiars and witches and them claiming that they shapeshift into their familiars. So I'm guessing where the whole, that's where it brings in to the werewolves, and but also links werewolves back to witches. If that makes sense. From the out, werewolf prosecution spread to the French Comte, in which is a free country, in which is a cultural and a historical region of eastern France. This area had dense forest, and so villages and livestock were easy prey for actual wolves. So I feel like this is where it's quite easy to blend in. Okay. People turning into werewolves.
So yeah.
So it was a genuine fear.
And wolves are massive.
Yeah, you forget that because you just think of it as like being like a big dog, but it's not. Totally. They're actually fucking massive.
So yeah, you see a massive werewolf, you just assume, oh, that's supernatural, because they're not really that big. But
and it's big and it's scary, so they can kind of mix in something superstitious with something real.
Yeah.
Which is how they kind of make the superstitions real, if you like.
Yep.
So, across the rest of Europe, political and religious upheavals heightened the tensions. Christianity was struggling to overcome regional pagan traditions, making fertile ground the perfect place to start throwing around accusations.
Mm-hmm.
In 1521, inquisitors, which is basically they make harsh judgments against people, appointed by the Pope, presided over several trials of alleged werewolfery.
Werewolfery?
That's another one that I thought I was going to fuck up, but I didn't this time.
That's kind of cute. Werewolfery. It's cute.
Oh, don't spill water it's on cute. Yourself. So two shepherds, Pierre Bergotte and Michael Verdun, confessed to making a pact with the devil in exchange for food, meeting with a man in black who gave them an ointment that turned them into werewolves, then attending midnight witch gatherings and hunting and eating children. Both were convicted and burnt at the stake, along with a third person who refused to confess.
So this ointment thing is probably a good thing for balding men. So you just rub it on and then you've got some hair.
Which also turns you into a werewolf.
It turns you into a werewolf.
It takes it too far if you use too much, if you don't use it right.
So you need like a little pipette and just like sprinkle a little bit, okay.
Otherwise you're going to turn into a werewolf and start eating children. But yes, so other werewolf trials featured similar details. Men in black, a magic salve or ointment, belts or skins that turn the accused into wolves, attending witch ceremonies late at night and going on bloodthirsty rampages. So they're your key things you needed, apparently, to become a werewolf. So some supposed eyewitnesses testify to seeing huge glowing eyes, long pointed teeth, and beasts running around at superhuman speed. I'm kind of thinking of a little bit of Red Riding.
That's literally what I was going to say. He's got big pointy teeth and big eyes. What big eyes you have, Grandma? Also, superhuman speed.
Yeah.
It's a wolf.
Like lightning, Natasha.
But it wouldn't be superhuman. It'd be super wolf.
I know, but...
superhuman speed.
Yeah, but they also burnt women at the stake for absolutely no reason, so I don't think we can reason with
She looked at you weird.
Yeah. Slammed a door. That was a genuine thing.
I know, you text me that and I was just like, for God's sake.
I would definitely have been burnt at the stake.
Yeah, of course you would.
I've been killed multiple times.
But yeah, the one that I recently just finished. She's just because she was swearing a lot and it's like, God's sake.
Oh, I'm definitely screwed. I have been burnt at the stake multiple times.
And you have moles. I think, yeah, if you have moles.
Yeah, I've got them as well.
Too ugly, too pretty, yeah, too rich. too rich, too poor. So.
Yeah, I know.
You can't.
I'm screwed. Basically every woman.
Yes.
Unless they happen to like you for some reason. Right.
But then you can't be too sexual because then you're a witch. No. But then you can't be too prude because then you're a witch.
No, you can be too sexual if you allow them to get it up. If you start being too sexual and then they start having a limp dick, then there's a problem.
That is your fault. How dare you be so sexy?
I've overworked it, so now it just doesn't work anymore.
It's not our fault, for God's sake.
It is, Natasha. It's always our fault.
It is always our fault.
Right.
That's why we're having issues with mics.
That's it. They've come to get us. It's not the devil coming to get us, it's God.
Or it's the... dead person in my garage.
Yeah. Your first husband. Did he have a limp penis? Is that what you called him, Natasha?
I will not confirm or deny that with an answer.
Right. Contesting the church's authority, the secular parliament in Dole soon took charge of the werewolf prosecutions, and at one point encouraged citizens to assemble with armed clubs to hunt down the named werewolves, where they might find them, catch and shoot or kill them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are they thinking they're werewolves like we think of them as werewolves, so they only turn on a full moon?
I don't know. It happened at night, which, to be fair, would coincide with actual werewolves because they hunt at night.
Yeah.
So I think it was a thing of like they're assembling the whole thing, like we must get out. I think what they were looking for was actual werewolves, but they're disguising it as like, it could be people, it could be your neighbour. You... So I think in a weird way, they're trying to hunt the actual werewolves, like real wolves.
Okay.
But they believe at the same time, it's also a person turning into a werewolf. So it's at like, night. Watch. Yeah.
Not a full moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just at night time. So okay. Be careful because it could be your neighbour.
Oh.
So yeah, if you see them doing something suspicious, you must report them because they might turn into a wolf.
What you mean, like taking their bins out in their dressing gown?
Yeah, flashing their penises.
Yeah,
and if they're bald,
he's bald. Have you seen him?
No,
he's bald.
He hasn't flashed his penis at me. I'm very upset about this. Just such a.
You are like him.
Oh, okay.
he has a right face on him. I'm telling
and
you.
No hair.
Yes, he's all teeth.
All teeth?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh no.
Thinking of someone else.
Yes.
In 1589, in Germany, executioners strapped the accused Peter Stump to a cartwheel, removed his skin and with hot pincers and chopped off his head before burning his body at the stake. Stump's head was attached to a wooden pole carved into the likeness of a wolf. And it was then displayed as a warning to others thinking of consorting with the devil. Sorry.
That's the man I was thinking of.
All right, okay.
Stop.
Doctors credited Satan with altering body humours. A patrol in the eastern French town of St. Claude tracked down Giles Garnier. He was an immigrant living in poverty in the forest. He would go on to be the He would go on to be accused of mutilating children near Dole in 1573. After torture, he confessed to killing 4 children and feeding their bodies to his family on a Friday, which was considered a double sacrilege, as church was against eating meat on Fridays. No idea why.
I think that's why we're supposed to have fish on Fridays. Like you
was
have
it?
Chip shop on Friday.
I had no idea.
Because it's like seen as the correct thing to do, but like,
Oh, okay. So Garnier was burned at the stake despite some doubts that he could have physically travelled 60 kilometres away, which is where some of the children were from. So St. Claude's Grand George, Henry Boguette, became convinced that a large group of witches and werewolves were terrorising the community and ordered multiple arrests. He authorised treatises on various forms of demons, including werewolves, and in 1598, he pronounced 17 death sentences. But he had to reconcile his legal views with the church's official position. Theirs being that God alone could only transform humans, and the devil could only create illusions. Noting that he had seen confessed werewolves snarling and prancing around the courtroom on all fours. Henry concluded that they were clearly under the devil's spell, and so were equally deserving of execution. Courts would often call in physicians to testify. A common medical view was that the confessed werewolves suffered from melancholia, a kind of depression that included mania and delusions.
Mm-hmm.
However, many doctors gave the devil his due, most likely because they were highly religious themselves.
Yep.
They claimed that Satan could have caused such ailments by altering body humours, a line of reasoning which at the time was impossible to disprove and then was accepted by the majority of physicians. So the science obviously wasn't advanced enough, so they couldn't disprove what they were saying, so they just kind of went along with it. I think religion trumped science at that point.
Yeah.
Which is why everything is just so fucking stupid.
Yeah, which is another reason why it's so tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very needless, obviously. So, bringing it into the modern day, some experts theorise that the accused werewolves could have suffered from porphyria, which caused sensitivity to light, reddish teeth, and psychosis, or hypertrichosis, which is a hereditary condition that manifests in excessive hair growth.
Mm.
Others believing themselves to be a werewolf could also have been brought on either deliberately or by unwittingly consuming hallucinogenic herbs, mushrooms, or folk concoctions.
Yeah.
Which again is where sometimes the witch trials were brought in, because they were saying they had the issue after they consumed something made by a witch.
Yeah.
So then this sort of goes on to the end of the werewolf trials and sort of like, if you like, where they lose their bite. So werewolf trials continued sporadically in the 17th century in Germany, the Netherlands and Eastern Europe, especially in rural isolated areas. But as time passed and the educated and elite stopped believing in the devil's ability to create animal transformations. Then, in 1692, in Lavinia, Sweden, an 80-year-old man was laughed out of court when he professed to being a werewolf and entering hell 3 times a year to battle witches and devils to ensure a good harvest.
An 80-year-old man?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was later convicted of practicing folk magic, sentenced to flogging and banished for life.
Flogging an 80-year-old man, for God's sake.
So the threat posed by real wolves in Europe obviously slowly vanished due to industrialisation and population growth. So deforestation, if you like.
Yeah.
So also the delusion of being a werewolf was gradually replaced with other forms of psychosis. So that's as medical advances. So how many were convicted in the end? Now, there's several different scholarly papers that report as many as 30,000 were executed.
30,000?
Yeah, between 1520 and 1630 in France alone.
Not
even across the whole of Europe.
That would be the population of France gone.
Yeah. So, but then this is where it gets a bit confusing. The Dutch historian William Belcourt traced the origin of that figure to a 1611 book by Pierre Delance, who was a zealous werewolf prosecutor. It was also believed that Delance said that every family practiced witchcraft in some form. So this kind of throws out, he kind of contradicts himself, if you like. He's like, they convicted loads of people of werewolf, which obviously closely linked to witches, but also everyone was kind of a witch. So if that was the case, why did you kill people for being witches?
Yeah.
It was a bit of a strange one. So out of what William had concluded, that Pierre had massively exaggerated his figures and so believed the number did not exceed several hundred, which to me does seem much more likely.
Sounds more plausible because I obviously don't know population-wise, but I assume that's most of France gone. Yeah, you're killing 30,000 people. Would know about it if 30,000 people were
but
being
also,
killed.
But also, I think it's from that Pierre. Is he trying to big himself up to me? I've ordered, because of the work I've done, 30,000 bad people have been, like, gotten rid of, if you like.
Yeah, right, mate. No.
But at the time, people weren't going to argue it. You imagine a lot of these people are still illiterate. Like, it's like, oh, that's a big number.
Yeah.
Like, no one's questioning it.
Or he's illiterate himself and he meant to put 3,000. Is that
he meant to put 3.
Yeah. So, damn it.
So then I wanted to touch a little bit on to werewolf trials merging into witch trials and how they kind of got confused or blended together.
Okay.
So this is where the classic case of Hans the werewolf comes in. So the trial of Hans the werewolf in 1651... He was brought into court at the age of 18. He confessed to hunting as a werewolf for 2 years. He claimed he'd gotten the body of a wolf by a man in black. So if you go back to the classic characteristics.
The devil. Yeah.
Hans confirmed that he'd found dog teeth marks on his own legs, which he'd received whilst a werewolf. When asked if he considered himself a man or a beast, he stated, a beast. Thereby, the courts concluded that not only had he entered the body of a wolf, but that he'd really transformed into one. This meant that he would have had to have undergone magical transformation. He was judged guilty of witchcraft and sentenced to death. Now, in Baltic countries, this was a common method of turning a werewolf trial into a witch trial. So I feel like a lot of people weren't believing the werewolf thing. So because they still wanted to prosecute it, they said it's not that he was necessarily a werewolf. The magic used in terms of witchcraft turned him into a werewolf, which links back in with your familiars. And so basically, even though he became a werewolf, it was actually the witchcraft that caused that.
That did it, yeah. That makes sense.
So that's how, and that's what happened in a lot of these cases, especially in, like I said, Baltic countries and further, slightly in more northern Europe, that was how it blended together. Because I think the witch trials were still quite prominent in a lot of these countries at that time.
So some of the cases we're coming across are like freaking evil.
Yeah, and this is it. And I think there's also maybe an element of people didn't want to believe there was werewolves as well as witches, so it was easy so that they could still get the convictions. It was a case of, rather than having another creature altogether, it was this creature was, even though it's a separate creature, it was created by a witch.
It makes it more understandable.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's not real, but this allowed it to be real.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think it was just easier for them to lump it in.
Yeah.
Because I think as well, there was an element of, by this point, a lot of people were sort of believing in the witches. Like, oh, we've prosecuted so many people. Like, I need some more concrete evidence. And they're like, hang on, wait a minute, we have. They're not appearing to you as witches is what you think. They're turning people into werewolves now. It was like, it was another thing the witches were doing. And it was something we hadn't seen before. But the destruction caused by actual wolves was something very real.
Oh, of course
it was. So it allowed them to tie the witchcraft in with it.
Yeah, I just...
It was so wrong. Yes. I think it's hard because we don't really think of it now, do we?
Like I said, we can always look back on history and judge because we're not there, but we shouldn't because...
It just goes to show how, like, I think religion has lost its place so much over the years.
Yes.
It's obviously still a big thing today.
Yeah.
But you think the average person before, non-religious people basically didn't exist, whereas now it's very hard to find a devoutly religious person.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's common practice. Like, not all of us go to church on a Sunday. No. Yeah. It's obviously still a big congregation if you look at the terms of population, but actually the amount of people go to church, or at least do it on their own terms, like in the privacy of their own home, it's nothing in comparison.
Well, yeah, because in Sweden, back during the witch trial times, everyone had to read so that they could read the Bible.
Yeah.
That was like law.
And they said, well, you think, like, I don't know of anyone at that point that wasn't religious when you go back to those times. I think it was like a sin not to be religious.
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. Because I didn't know this, but during the Scottish ones, you had to cover your hair for religious purposes.
Oh, bloody hell.
That's like, I didn't know that was a thing.
No. Can you imagine me trying to cover all my hair? Yeah. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
I just need like a full body suit.
yeah, morph suit. You'd be like, ooh. Like, you're the man in black.
I am the man in black. Oh. I'm actually a woman in black.
It's so funny when because I kept coming across the men in black or the man in black, and I was just thinking of like men in black.
Oh. Just... I was thinking more like Grim Reaper style sort
of
thing.
Okay. No, I was thinking of like Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. Just like with a neuralizer. I was just like, for God's sake, it's a man who's supposed to look like the devil with his goat legs. And I was just like,
And you dance naked with him.
Yes. Or there was one where he's like holding up her skirt and I was just like,
oh.
I was just like, what, to show everyone? But then I was like, no, the skirt would be really long. So she just got her ankles out because that's also sinful.
Yeah, that's sinful. It's letting out a fart.
Anyway, just back then, it's just so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, the skirts would have been like, you know that game when you were at school and you had to waft the parachute up but had everyone all the side to the class of play?
I was just like, what are you on about? And I was like, okay. So where are you going with this? We're wafting your skirt up at school?
Yes, yeah. I did that on a daily basis.
Oh, yes, of course you did. No, but yeah, everyone's like running underneath. You've got like five kids under there. Yeah. I don't know.
But yes, so that was the case of the werewolf trials.
I suppose in a way we kind of have our own, not witch trials, but like the people who are like anti-vaxxers.
Yes.
There's
always something. It's never going to completely go away.
Or the like... The manic panic of the 80s.
Yes.
It's just, it's always a thing.
Coronavirus.
Amelia.
That was real, but...
Amelia.
What?
We're not debating this. I argue this with my sister all the time. So in the meantime, keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.